Dolores Huerta, mother of 11 children, is a civil rights workers and women's advocate. With Cesar Chavez, co-founded the United Farm Workers of America in 1962. As political director of the UFW, Dolores Huerta was influential in securing the passage of the Immigration Reform Act of 1986. In 1998, President Clinton awarded her the Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights. As a community activist and political organizer for more than 50 years, she has worked to advance the cause of marginalized communities. Last year, she was named as Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama. At age 82, she continues working to develop community leaders advocating for working poor women and children through the Dolores Huerta Foundation. She'll be in Albuquerque this Saturday, April the 6th, as the honored guest to commemorate the 20th annual Cesar Chavez Day in the National Hispanic Cultural Center. My name is Cristina Bachín for Espejos de Aslan. This is the conversation we had about this special event. Thank you so much for having this time for us and for Espejos de Aztlán. We, first of all, we want to welcome you back to New Mexico for this next Saturday, April the 6th, for the March, the 20th annual Cesar Chavez Day this Saturday. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, no, thank you for inviting me. It's always very good to be able to go back to New Mexico and to see the great work that people are doing there. And, of course, to celebrate, we know that este año, it's 20 years desde que se fue Cesar Chavez, when Cesar passed away and left us. And I want to thank everybody in New Mexico for doing this march to commemorate Cesar. And especially right now, at this important time when we're facing this whole immigration law that is being drafted in Washington, D.C. right now, and to show our lawmakers that we support immigration reform. And one of the best ways that we can do this is by going out there and marching and showing people that we're together, that we have the energy, and we want to march in the streets, and we all also want to march in the neighborhoods like we did to get the people out to vote so they could pay attention. And now we're marching to get attention that we need the lawmakers to pass immigration reform.
Since you have such a long and a deep and intense experience in the social movements and in the Latino movements, which difference do you find between today's social movement and in the Latino community and the Chicano movement in the 60s? Is there any difference?
Well, I think that it's a much broader now, and it's bigger than it was back there in the 60s. I mean, there were like activists in every area, but nothing to the extent that it is now when you have people all over the country that are engaged. I mean, I think recently we saw what the Dreamers did, what the young people did, how they kind of set the mark and set the standard for everybody to get everybody to go out there and work to get the Dream Act passed. Not the Dream Act, but the Deferred Action, the DACA. And I think that there's an energy right now in our community that is very different than what it was back in the 60s.
Today, from your point of view, what's the best strength of la mayor fortaleza of Latino people in today's USA?
Well, I think it's the energy. It's the energy that people have right now. We know that there has been a big attack on our community, and maybe that's what has sparked the movement of today, because all over the country you've had these really right-wingers and conservatives that have attacked our community, I mean, in such a vicious way. I think even in the 60s it wasn't that bad, the way that they would come out against immigrants and, you know, the deportation, all of that has happened. So I think that in the community now there's a lot of anger. Mm-hmm. And people that want to see that this is stopped, and that, you know, somehow, you know, we can use our power, our voting power, our marching power, our power to call on our Congress people to stop some of these abuses.
So the main the most important thing is that we need to stop to be silent, as many times in the journalistic chronicles, many times they say, oh, the Latino community, Latino people is the silent people, and this is the moment. Is this the moment to be part of the big decisions of the USA, isn't it?
Absolutely. And before, we would always say to people, no, you have to come out, you have to vote, and, you know, almost every election we say that. But this last time, they really did it. You know, they really came out in big numbers. And of course, they could come out in big numbers before in 2008, but this time they even surpassed that. And I think that's what made the difference.
As a woman, could you tell us, the Mujer a Mujer, how was your experience as a leader of the farm workers as a woman, and how is today, especially to learn from your experience how to grow women, Latino women, Latinas, in this environment?
Well, I think as women, we just have to step up to the plate and don't let anybody hold us back. I think a lot of times women, we know we have the leadership inside of us, but we hesitate, and we're afraid we're going to be criticized, or, you know, people are going to, you know, make fun of us, or if we're trying to be too assertive, you know, then they use the B word, and so we hold ourselves back. And so I think what I want to say just to the women is just step up, you know. We have great ideas, we have a lot of good energy, and do what we think we need to do. And, you know, try to include other people. I mean, we don't want to be prima donnas and say, you know, we've got to think of being a part of a team and bringing other people along with us. And, you know, so it's not just about a woman being out in front, like, you know, but at the same time, we don't want to say, okay, la mujer siempre tiene que estar atrás, right? No, we have good ideas and we have good intuition, but sometimes, as I say, we hold ourselves back because we're afraid we're going to be criticized if we say or we take actions that we think need to be taken. So I think, and, you know, in a lot of things, too, we sometimes we say, oh, I'm going to make a mistake. Well, you know, we can say it's okay to make a mistake.
We don't need to be perfect.
No. The one thing that we know is that we learn from our mistakes. If we make a mistake, oh, that's our best teacher, you know, and we learn from that mistake, and we'll do something the next time we do it, we'll do it a little bit different, you know, to correct our mistakes. But we do need women in leadership, and the only thing that is holding us back is ourselves.
For youngsters, which is your message, especially here there is a big Dreamers in Action movement, and for Latino young people, what would you tell to them in this circumstance?
Well, I would say it's for the young people, but also I think for everybody. Mm-hmm. Reach out to other people. We have a tendency, we just talk to ourselves, talk to our friends, or talk to people that think like us. No, we have to reach out to the other ones and, you know, and educate them about our issues, about the dropout, push-out rate that we have, you know, the discrimination that we have faced either as Latinos or as women. The issues of our LGBT community on equality marriage, the issues of choice for women, the environment, labor issues, all of these things that are really affect us, you know, just, but don't just keep it to yourself. Go out there and talk to people that don't understand, that they don't understand why we need immigration reform. They don't understand what our community contributes to the American economy with our sweat, our brow, and our buying power, and what we as women go through, and why we have to stop the suspensions and expulsions of our youth, you know, to stop this incarceration of our youth. You know, we have all of these issues. Freedom to marry, you know, why people need to support our LGBT community. So, but if we just talk to each other, and we, you know, then we don't really get very far. So reach out to that other person. I always like to tell people, lo que dijo Benito Juárez, el respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz. You know, so a woman's right to choose a person's whom they want to fall in love with or marry, you know, es lo que dijo Benito Juárez, respecting other people's right to peace.
What else do you want to add, especially related with to invite people for this 6th, April the 6th, for the 20th annual Cesar Chavez Day?
Well, I just want to tell people to please come to the march. Bring your children to the march. You know, they'll remember that when they get older, that they marched to remember Cesar Chavez's legacy, you know, of inclusion, of nonviolence, of action. So we know that all of us working together, we could make a better world. And marching is one way that we can show our unity and that we're together in this march. This is a march for justice that Cesar started and that we're going to continue.
Thank you so much, Dolores, for giving us this time. I hope to meet you in the march on next Saturday, on April the 6th at the National Hispanic Cultural Center with all the Latino people and the Raíces Collective, to which this program Espejos de Aztlán is part.
Right. Muchas gracias a ustedes.
Gracias a usted, Dolores.
Viva Chávez.